Elysium. It's a film by Neil Blomkamp.
Who did District 9?
Who did District 9. He both wrote and directed this film. The setup's fairly basic. The whole world's effectively a Bantustan, and the wealthy live idyllic lifestyles in a space station far above the polluted planet.
Because you want to be in a space station.
Well, you do. Our hero Max is played by Matt Damon. He's an ex-car thief trying to go straight. Until an unfortunate industrial accident. he gets a massive dose of radiation. He's got 5 days to live.
Yep.
So occupational health and safety, you give him pills for the 5 days, we can continue working while he dies.
Unless you might get the idea that they're not really very nice to the people who live on Earth.
Yes. Now, all inhabitants of Elysium are incredibly healthy, as there's a magic doctor machine that repairs all damage to the body in a trice.
Even if you're dead. As long as your brain is still there.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, you've still got to be alive, I think.
Well, your brain,
I'm pretty sure Kruger was dead.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, there's a sequence early on in the film where a number of people break into Elysium
so that a mum can
fix her daughter who's got a fake ID. Now, the fake ID is curious. Said, well, why would anyone invent a miracle doctor machine that requires an ID to work properly?
Because
particularly when they're only located in this space station that no one's supposed to be able to reach.
Well, because clearly the people are trying to reach the space station and they want to keep it all to themselves. They're rich. They're rich bastards.
All right.
And they don't want anyone else to have it.
Anyway, it's quite clear.
Kruger's not dead. I always said that.
Yeah. quite clear. Max's only hope is to get to one of these miracle doctor machines in Elysium. Luckily, due to his earlier escapades, he knows a people smuggler by the name of Spider. And, yeah, he can
perhaps
provide
the only likable character in the film.
Yeah, well, curiously enough, he becomes more likable as the film goes on. You need an Elysium ID to actually use the machine. So, the price of a solution, he's got to kidnap a businessman to steal some information that's stuck in his mind. Now, as part of the deal to let him kidnap him, they give him this exoskeleton, this pretty ghastly bone saw sequence where they outfit him because he's getting too weak from the radiation to do anything else without this.
Because we need a little ghastly scene.
Yeah, you need a little ghastly scene.
Just to not run into people's brains and their heads. And
now, everyone can do their cringing, then we get back to the movie again.
Now, the setup actually makes no sense whatsoever politically.
Not even remotely.
No. So you've got to view it. It's obviously a metaphor for Bantustans and limited communities and separation and stuff. There's some nice weapons, great villains. Kruger with an Afrikaner accent. Villain,
but the Jodie Foster was awful.
Jodie Foster was as the Minister for Defence of the Sky Base.
It was unbelievable. Okay, somehow
was really evil.
Going, I will do evil things and the President will find out, so that's okay. I think you're a bad girl. Don't do it again.
Yeah. Well, she's planning
no,
a,
he won't.
See, she's planning a coup with the help of this
clearly the politics on Elysium is really bad.
Yeah. She's planning a coup
with
the information from this businessman. So everyone's after Max, who's now grabbed the sole copy of the information because the businessman dies as things go wrong in the kidnap.
I just have to say, though, if they were trying to maintain the idea that a South African accent is really terrifying, they did really well with that.
Yeah. Now, the final complication, Max's childhood sweetheart is a nurse. She's helped him out. But she has a daughter who's dying from leukemia. Can only be fixed. Their only hope is a miracle machine. You can see where the plot's heading, can't you, really?
By that stage, it was pretty much a given, yeah.
Well, yes.
It was pretty much a given from the outset. By that stage, yeah.
So, as a director who's great, maybe he could have gotten someone else to write the script. Okay, it's a political allegory. We get it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an awful script. The plot was pathetic. It just didn't work.
Yeah. But it does look very pretty.
There's holes everywhere.
Yeah.
And they really, really, really like exploding people. Really
it didn't
like
have anything to
people.
Cover the holes. I was thinking during it about how much I loved Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And you don't think about the plot on that because it's rubbish.
Yeah, but the holes in Pacific Rim weren't as bad.
No, I don't think
they were awful. Oh, no, we're being invaded by giant monsters. Rather than just, like, stand by the rim and block it or something like that, the big rift, we'll instead make giant robots and kill them.
The pressure won't let you block the rift. Yeah, Elysium, it looks pretty. Don't think about it.